that you're in right now, all that means is you just lost sight of the fact that complete love is inside you. So what I'm going to do is remind you that complete love is inside you. Your belief doesn't have anything to do with it. You just need to have this idea strengthened. Because if you already believed it, you wouldn't have the problem. So it's not about your belief, it's about strengthening the idea. So a holy relationship is a relationship where you're with someone that's strengthening the idea of your innocence, not making you feel guilty all the time. That's the healing. That's wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So that's what you do.
You do that.
And you know you can do it.
Doing it now.
You know you can do it. You know every moment you're choosing what to think.
Right. I'm just wondering about things like when my car starts to break down.
Well, then what does that have to do with you being loving?
Because I have a relationship with my car.
But the relationship you have with yourself is the only relationship that really matters. If you accept that love is within you and strengthen the idea that love is within you.
Then my car won't break down?
No, your car might break down every day, but you still feel okay. See, if you set it up where your car don't break down as a proof of God's love, you can hang it up right now.
Okay.
Because your ego is going to make sure your car breaks down every day. Every time you get ready to get in the car, it won't be working. The minute you set up these physical tests for the universe to see if the truth works, you can just hang it up. It's not going to happen for you. It's not going to happen for you. If you go, I don't really know the course. The course isn't really working until I got a big bank account and a lot, and I've lost in 10 pounds and I got that soulmate chained to me. I'm not going to believe. Then you just set yourself up, because your happiness comes from your reaction to what's going on around you, not what's going on around you. And so as soon as you set it up where something outside has to be a certain way in order for you to be happy, you're trying to convince yourself that your happiness is outside yourself. And the universe will never support the idea that your happiness is outside yourself. That's why it's doomed to fail sooner or later, because the universe would never uphold a lie. It's a lie if you think your happiness is anything outside of you, but everything around you is you. So the truth is, when you look at me, you're not looking outside yourself. Really. You're really looking at me inside your mind. That's what he said. Hold me in your mind, experiencing completion and not loss. Because I'm in your mind. You're in my mind. So since you're in my mind, I think I'll let my mind think loving thoughts about you. Since you're in my mind, why don't I just think loving cool stuff about you? Because you're in my mind. See, that's where you have a healing. See, the specifics of the physical situations that you want to have healed in your life are totally irrelevant. Like the ego is saying, well, how do I pay this bill, and how do I get rid of this tumor, and how do I get my car to run, and how do I get that, you know what I'm saying? That's totally irrelevant. All of those things are coming from believing that you can gain and that you can lose, which means you haven't accepted that love is inside of yourself. That's the root of all of it. So once you tell yourself the truth, which is this is coming from my lack of love for myself right now, then you achieve the state of mind that allows the Holy Spirit to specifically tell you what you need to do in that situation. There's no way I can tell you what that is. Yeah, I can only help you reach a state of mind that your own answers come to you. I used to try to get specific answers, and sometimes I'll tell you what I would do, but that doesn't mean that's what you should do. But the one thing that we should all do is to strengthen the idea of love in us. That's the one idea that we share.
So if we believe love was in us for real.
For real. Because it is.
All those problems would be over.
Any conflict we have about them.
Not that we wouldn't have them.
Yeah,
but our conflict are really.
Well, and that's the end of the problem.
That's the end of the problem.
That's actually the end of the problem. That's the end of the problem is the end of my conflict about it. That's the real end of the problem. Like, yeah, if I can't pay my bills, that don't mean I don't have to have peace about it. I can have total peace about not being able to pay my bills. I could feel more peace about not being able to pay my bills than the person who can pay their bills. So peace has nothing to do with your ability to pay the bill. You know what I'm saying? Peace is my decision to have peace about not being able to pay the bill.
And you can only do that by recognizing that you have love in you.
And it's only because you know you have love in you that you know your whole reality doesn't rest on paying the bill. Mm-hmm. And that your value isn't rested on your credit rating. Mm-hmm. If you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's only when you love yourself that you even know those things. See, that's what's so cool about this, you know. So then you go into this consciousness of love, right, which is this consciousness of peace, and then this consciousness begins to create this reality and permeate your experience. And then I guarantee you, I don't know how, but something is going to happen to eliminate that problem. I guarantee something's going to happen to eliminate that problem. It's probably going to be something you never thought of. And it usually is something you never thought of. It's okay to express your frustration if you feel any. It's okay to, I don't care. This is, you can express anything in here. You're free. Okay, anybody, anything else before I go to the next part? Welcome to A Course in Miracles. You know, because I feel like some people just like me, they want to move faster. They want to hear it deeper. Now, he says, in the holy instant, the laws of God prevail, and only the laws of God have meaning. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means the laws of this world cease to have any meaning at all. So when I'm letting the laws of love prevail, the laws of fear don't have any meaning to me anymore. When I'm letting the laws of oneness prevail, the laws of separation do not have any meaning for me anymore. When I'm accepting the laws of accepting responsibility for my life, the laws of being a victim don't apply to me anymore. So that's how you can tell when you're really paying attention to the laws of truth, is that you're no longer trying to do it the way the world tells you that you should do things, which is to always blame others. The Course says unless you say how somebody else is to blame, you know, the world doesn't really like you too much. The world doesn't particularly care for people who take a lot of responsibility for themselves. Have you noticed that? If you were to say to your friend, you had a car wreck the other day, and you say, "But you know, I created this car wreck. I feel like I'm totally responsible for that car wreck. Even though like the person came in from another lane and hit me," they freak out, because this world isn't about you being a powerful creator of your experience. This world is about you being a victim of circumstance beyond your control. And people join with you real quickly when you do that.
Couldn't be a world without us joining on that concept.
That's the one idea of separation that we all share that keeps the whole thing going. Is that we're different. And I feel comfortable with you because I know you're not different from me. Even if you think you are, I know you're not. So I just join with you in that thought. It's when I thought you were different from me that I was scared of you. There was a time in my life where you were white people. Because I believed in the laws of fear and separation. Now I believe in the laws of oneness, and you know what you are to me now? You are love in a human form that happens to be whatever color it is. Which really just adds flavor, just like flowers of a different variety to me now. You know, it's like, oh, okay, your flower looks that color, my flower's this color, cool. See what I'm talking about? See, the laws of love versus the laws of fear, you know.
Well, for 25 years, there's been one lesson that has scared the hell out of me.
What's that?
I'm not a body, I am free. For I'm still as God created me. That's what this is about today.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's a hard one to have in this society that tells you you're only a body.
Right.
And cover your tail. Every day, cover your tail.
Right.
And your happiness is going to be out there with other bodies.
That's right.
So you got to capture them.
That's right.
I got some good cages.
That's right. You get upset if your cage not up to par.
That's right.
You know, the Course calls it bait. He says, we use the body as bait to catch another fish. And I tell you, that's exactly right. And you get upset when your bait don't look as good as it used to.
My bait don't exactly look like my bait used to look there, Dima.
My bait used to get nibbled a lot.
My bait used to get nibbled on a lot. There's lots of good fish that like the bait.
Now I'm counting on people being able to look past the body.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Somebody will now look past my body and